The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anthony A has a big comedy gig tonight, and he revealed behind the scenes he's a little nervous. Let's talk about being nervous in certain situations. It's Friday. I told you we'd get here. Good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Mom Spaghetti.
What's up?
Anthony A, y'all. And yes, I do have some nerves, but I'm going to continue forward because I'm feeling courageous, all right?
Well, you are opening, one of the most famous men in the world.
Sean Wayans. Look how nervous I am. We could barely get that sentence out.
I'm nervous for you.
I was going to say, Dana's nervous for you. I could tell.
I don't get nervous to perform in front like a bunch of people. It's like when you're performing in front of certain people now.
Ooh, that gets me nervous. Exactly like, what you're talking
it's like,
about.
You start overthinking about who Sean Wayans is. He's one of the guys who gave Jim Carrey a break. He's one of the guys who's made, you know, one of the most iconic movie franchises that we've ever known. And he's just an hilarious human being.
God, I hope he likes me.
Is that sad that I'm hoping that I wish he likes me.
I've gone through this a million times. Okay, I'll go DJ for, you know, in front of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, all these people. I could care less. LeBron James. But if there's like a really respected DJ who's there,
I'm like, God,
I hope he thinks I'm good.
I only get nervous around rich people.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I don't know. When I was little, my nana and my mom would always say that those people were like kind of better than us. So to this day, I get nervous around people with a lot of money.
I don't know.
You look in the mirror and get nervous or what, dude?
No, I certainly ain't broke.
What's up, there's
something when you about, say rich, what, do you mean like wealthy? Are you talking like hundreds
time,
of millions?
Remember that time our daughter had a cheer meeting and we walked into the house and it turns out it was a compound and those people are just walking around and there's servants around them and I'm like, who, you know, there's something about the way they move, but I have figured out they're no different than me. They wipe front to back, hopefully, just like I do. It's not a big deal. They're just people, but they move different, and so it makes me nervous.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana, for helping me. I think that's what I'm going to tell Sean Wayans. You don't make me nervous. You wipe just like me.
Front to back.
Yeah,
front. Just make sure you get that part in.
I hope I don't mess that part up. Imagine if I say that. You wipe just like me, back to front.
No!
And then he's like,
That's messy.
You should say that, and he'll laugh.
Hopefully, that's the game plan.
What makes you nervous? Tap in, call us now, or hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's kick it off with National Pizza Party Day. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to have a great show because nobody can bomb on Pizza Party Day. All right, it's also National Accounting Day. So shout out to the homies and make sure we get paid correctly.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. We had to get a payroll company because we did not know how to do that.
My grandfather was a lot of things. One of them was an accountant. So shout out to him. And we also have National Bike to Work Day. Pedal, everybody.
I did that for a long time. Mm. It's too sweaty.
I don't think I'm going to get a bike, but I really want to get one of those scooters. Scooters are back in, and it's like cool now.
Like what? The motorized one or a push one?
The Razor, like the adult Razor one, like a kick.
Why not just
one.
Get a bike? You get exercise
in. Nah, dude, because then it'd be splitting my cheeks, you know? Then I'm definitely going to be wiping back to
then
front.
Then you'll never have kids.
Yeah, dude, at all, dude. All right, we also got National NASCAR Day. I know nobody in here is a big NASCAR person, but, you know, hey, shout out to the sport.
It's a big sport, yeah.
Hey, I love it, dude. And let's wrap it up on International Virtual Assistance Day.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a virtual assistant.
Virtual assistant.
Well, let's say you have a real assistant. What would you want your real assistant to do for you? Real life, you have someone.
Wipe me front to back.
I can't believe you said that. Gosh, you're only getting away with it because it's Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Aye, it's embarrassing to admit, but when I was little, I was the weirdo kid that everybody made fun of. I was the kid that everybody bullied. I never had a lot of friends. And I know you're supposed to say, oh, it's okay. But it was hard and it did suck. I didn't like it. I loved school, but I didn't like going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
I loved my teachers. I loved to read. I loved the act of school, the learning part. But man, I was just that kid that no matter what school I went to, and I moved around a lot, it did not matter. I was always the one that people made fun of.
It sounds like it was very personal for you.
So personal because it was a constant thing. I wanted to make friends. I wanted to fit in so badly. I'm getting emotional.
Every kid wants that, though.
I wanted to fit in, and I just, It just never happened. And that's why Automatic and I, we're married now, obviously. We have this incredible bond. But he'll always say, you just don't have a lot of friends from your childhood.
Damn, dude. It makes it seem like Automatic married the runt of the litter.
And they always say the runt's the toughest one.
But everybody kind of goes through this type of like hazing if you made through your childhood. Listen, as a Chicano man, when you're raised in Latino community, making fun of a person is a way way of endearment. And I've always had the same size of head since I was a little boy. Since my waistline didn't match my dome, I've always had a big head. So I've heard every type of like head over heels joke and you're shaped like a lollipop joke since I was little. And a lot of this came from my mom, who loved to constantly remind me that she did not push me out.
But your mama is...
She would be like, Anthony,
you're a C-section baby.
You're a C-section baby.
She don't want people thinking that you ruined her.
Bro, you know...
He's still trying to give a warranty.
I thought we were not supposed to be highlighting the funniness. An Automatic can't stop crackling.
See, you're making fun of him.
He loves it. It's endearing.
That's the difference, though. There's a difference in roasting and being cruel. And I was the kid that people were really cruel to, mean to. Do you understand? There's a difference.
Like Get over it.
Somebody, exactly.
That's what parents say.
That's what parents say.
No.
People don't want to hear it. Your parents don't want to hear it. They'll say, just get over it. But easier said than done. And there's actually positivity in being different. I'm going to share this story with you. 13-year-old Emmanuel Gonzalez Santos was different, made fun of, called a weirdo. His mom said he would come home crying every day. She took him in to see a therapist. The therapist was like, this kid is super smart. He knows so much about everything. They tested him. Well, now he's graduating at age 13 from the University of Guadalajara with a degree in chemical engineering.
Dang.
So sometimes being weird and being different is a good thing. And I want kids that are listening to embrace that. I want parents, if your child is being picked on, teach them that not everybody fits the mold.
Everyone's unique. It's okay to be odd.
Yeah, you know, sometimes being different can make you feel inferior. I think I felt inferior because I didn't fit that mold. And I didn't understand, why am I so weird? Why am I the person that everybody picks on? It doesn't matter.
I think that...
It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I think that you can overthink it, though, too. And there's a lot of... especially.
It isn't for you to say Automatic, but when a child is going through that, for y'all, like, get over it. It's your little world. It is their world.
Dan, I went through it too. I mean, but you can either have a woe is me attitude or you can go out there and conquer the world. I think you chose the latter. You went out there to conquer the world, but sometimes you love to like feel bad for yourself.
No, I don't feel bad for myself. I'm telling you how I felt. And you're trying to diminish that feeling by telling me you feel bad for yourself. Am I here? I'm here. But I had to get past that moment. And it's wrong for you to say that because it didn't happen overnight. I've been in two abusive relationships before you. And you're trying to make that seem like, oh my God.
Time out. Hold on. That was not into the conversation.
We skipped 10 steps.
Let me finish. All of that stems from me feeling inferior and not feeling good about myself. And you trying to say, just get over it.
But there is.
I went through it too. You didn't. Your walk was not mine.
Of course it wasn't.
And each kid has their own path. And parents, we must stop lying to our kids and telling them, oh, once school's over, it's better. No, it's not. School is an introduction to regular life. And sometimes it gets even worse.
And social media back then wasn't as important as it is today. So I didn't have to deal with my bullies on social media like a lot of these kids do now. And my heart goes to the young people of that because I can't imagine.
I was having to deal with it 24/7 because I had to deal with it at school. If I would have had to take it home, that's a whole other story.
There's a group of people that are picking on you. It's because they're mad that you don't follow the group think. And I love that. When I read this group think, when everybody thinks alike, everybody's in the same herd. It's the mold. Being weird sometimes means you don't fit that and they're angry that you don't. So if you really think about all this that we talked about, it's their problem, not yours. It really boils down to them having the problem, not you. And when I did reach that point, Otto, you're right. I don't really think about it anymore until I talk about it. I get emotional, obviously, but
you don't let it control your life.
Nope. I do not let anyone who tried to hurt me control my life. I control my life, not giving anyone else the power.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, a woman who went missing in the wilderness after making a wrong turn survived for 5 days. On wine and candy.
Hey. Sounds like a vacation to me.
Right, DJ Automatic, right? Okay, so Lillian told her husband, I'm going to go visit my mom. I'll be back. Obviously, She didn't make it to her mama's house.
Thank God for the wine and candy.
Thank God that her husband called authorities immediately because he said, wait a minute, she's passing by a forest area. She must have gotten lost. Something bad must have happened. She took a wrong turn and ended up in a dead end, and her truck got stuck in the mud.
Oh, no.
So that's why she couldn't get out. Now she was afraid to get out of the vehicle because she's like, wait, if my truck is stuck, I'll probably get stuck too. So she decided to just hang out there in hopes that someone would come find her. Now, she doesn't drink, but she said after 24 hours, she popped that bottle of wine open and started chugging, baby.
So how many days was she lost?
5 days.
I love that the first 3 days, her husband was like, this is kind of nice.
No, he called immediately, Anthony.
Like, I ain't going to go look for it until day 4 or 5, dude.
Don't change the story.
Did they give her a DUI for drinking in the cab of the truck?
They did not, because she couldn't drive, and Lillian is fine. She was taken to a hospital. She's recovering well.
From Lillian, who got lost in the woods, to a woman who got lost in her love life, Lauren Kempton is now asking men to submit a 500-word essay in order to date her.
Oh.
All right, her thing
could
is
keep her single for a long time.
She wants to do this to weed out the bad men and have the good ones step up and step to the front of the line. But I say ChatGPT for the win right here. She came out. This is like a decade
give
too
her
late.
An AI essay.
Yeah, dude, just give her a little AI essay right there. It is cool.
No, I don't think so. Have you looked at some of the things that ChatGPT is turning out? It's so obvious that it's not a real person. Some of it is really stupid.
Have you seen the things that some women believe?
Oh, I don't know. I think
I'm gonna change gears here, okay? We're gonna say happy belated birthday to Bobby. Ask who Bobby is.
Who's that?
Bobby is the world's oldest dog.
How old is he, DJ Automatic?
He just turned 31 years old.
Oh, how? How in the world?
So Bobby lives in rural Portugal. He only eats human food. He's never been chained or leashed. And as a puppy, Bobby almost didn't make it. He was the runt of the litter, and he almost got thrown to the wayside.
Aww. Oh, Bobby, is he alive right now? Did he make it to this... the story.
Bobby's owner, who is also in his late 30s, says that Bobby's all right for now, but he does have trouble walking and seeing, so he hangs around the house now.
So he's 31 years old in human years, right? And then dogs are like, what, 7 years for everyone?
He's like 210 years old.
217 years old, dude.
I'm moving to Portugal.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What do people regret more, having children or getting a tattoo? Well, we're about to tell you right now. That's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier today, we were talking about an interesting situation that happened to a family. A grandma, right? Also a mother-in-law, the mother-in-law of the lady who reached out to us, said that the grandma, took her daughter to get a tattoo without telling her, and the daughter is age 14.
She took her for her 14th birthday. She just turned 14.
Ooh, sketch, dog. Right away, if I was a parent, I would want to know, like, yo, where did you take her? Like, is it even sterile?
Wait, yeah, what tattoo artist thought that was okay?
I don't get that at all. Yeah. Unless they just straight up lied.
They could have done that. Could have said she was 18. And could have said that was her mom. That was her guardian. There's a lot of ways you could have lied.
And
to
at
the
that
tattoo
point,
artist.
Do you like just cut the grandma off completely out the family? Because if my
mom did that with my kid, yeah, no, I don't know if I cut her off completely.
Yeah, dog. I didn't ask you to put it in the hypothetical, but you did, dog. Your mom was gonna call you and be like, "What?"
No, but she's gonna pay for that tattoo removal.
Oh,
like that's a given.
I don't think, are you going to let the kid rock with it or no?
No, hell no. She's 14. I mean,
dang,
what 14-year-old knows what they want?
I'm just saying that process takes a long time. But, you know, and speaking of tattoo removal, there is approximately 12% of Americans who regret getting their tattoo, according to the latest census.
What?
Now, on the other hand, there's 8 to 17% of people who regret having their children. Although,
so it's about even.
it's close
having
to even.
Kids versus getting a tattoo. Well, I don't regret my kid, and I've never gotten a tattoo.
Well, I regret my tattoos that I don't have a kid. So here we are. All right,
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.